Wentz back. He steps up. He is firing. Touchdown! The handoff goes to Howard, and the Eagles stop him for a loss. Wentz back. He fires, and it is caught by Jeffrey. Great catch. The running Carson Wentz, leaving Bears in his wake.
What a play.
Wentz fires out of the flat to Aguilar. Aguilar across the 10, the 5. He leaps. He's in. Touchdown. There he is. Nelson Aguilar to the 40. He's carrying people for a first down. The train is loose. Wentz looks, fires, caught. Jeffrey, touchdown.
I love these team celebrations.
He lined up the team like they were bowling pins. This time they go with a double reverse, and it doesn't work because Vinny Curry makes a tackle of Terry Cohen way in the backfield. Ajayi's got a lane. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5. He fumbles the football into the end zone. Touchdown.
Those are your Bud Light highlights of the game. The Bears are who we thought they were. Welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook, the day after the Eagles dismantling the Chicago Bears. B. West really toying with them, I think, as everybody expected.
I think the Eagles had their way. They came in. They had a game plan. They know what they wanted to do, and they did exactly that. Not much of an opposition from the Bears, but that's what you expect when you have a very good football team playing against a team that had lost three in a row, a team that had only won three games all season long. You should beat up on those types of teams, and that's what happened yesterday.
Yeah, we've seen Eagles teams in the past play down to the level of the competition, which I guess is not that hard to do in the NFL, right? You kind of get lulled into a false sense of security.
It's very common. And when you're playing against a team that only has three wins, you're saying, we don't have to go that hard. And that's when you allow them to stick around for a little bit. And next thing you know, you're in a dogfight at the end of the game. This Eagles team seems to come to play every single week. It starts at the top, obviously, and trying to trickle this way down through the locker room. But this team comes to play whether the other team has 10 wins or whether the other team has two wins.
All righty. So that was a nice capper to the Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you had a great one. I'm sure you did. The world of B. West is a great one, right?
Ain't too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
Could you run 40 yards out there? Could you beat me in a 40-yard race?
I could not beat you, but I could run. I could finish the 40, but I could not beat you.
It's like the athletic highlight of my life. All right, let's take a look at the offense from Sunday's game presented by Golden Nugget, where Philly gets engaged and the Eagles doing it in the run game and in the pass game. Brian, the theme of this season offensively has been balance, and once again on Sunday, the Eagles did what they wanted to do.
They were very balanced. Doug has done a great job of keeping defenses guessing. If you watch the game, you just see guys on the defensive side of the ball, defensive linemen, not knowing where to go. They're guessing. They're frozen in space because they're seeing guys flash in front of their face. They're seeing guys go outside of them. And now you're seeing the creases for the running backs continue to open up. Doug Peterson, as a play caller, has kept defenses off balance all season long, and that just bodes well for this team. And then, you know, again, at the end of the day, you have to have tools that you can pull from your tool bag at the end of the season towards, you're talking about the playoff time. They have the passing game. They have the running game. They have the screen game going as well.
Yeah.
This offense is doing a great job.
What are you seeing from the use of the running backs? LeGarrette Blount was the main workhorse on Sunday. Jay Ajayi, only 5 carries. Corey Clement getting some good quality touches in there as well. Is it working? Can it sustain? Is everybody going to be happy here?
Well, you know, I think it can work, and I think it can be sustained, but I want my guys to be a little hungry. I want my guys in that running back room to want the ball more often, and I'm sure you'll hear a little bit of that as the season goes on. But if you guys keep playing well, we'll get you some time. And if the run game keeps working, Doug has been committed to it, and that's a good thing to see an offensive coach, especially from the Andy Reid tree, be committed to the run game. And these guys are doing a much better job. We're seeing LeGarrette Blount run much harder. He's finishing these runs. We didn't see that a couple weeks ago. We've seen Jay Ajayi being able to bounce outside, be explosive, and finish his runs. And Corey Clement, you can't really say enough about this young guy. He's one of those guys that undrafted kid, has worked hard. You see him do his thing on special teams. But when he gets the ball offensively, he's someone that this offense can use and be explosive while using him.
Ryan, in the passing game, Carson Wentz moved the football around, but he did get Zach Ertz a 100-yard receiving game, the first Eagles receiver to go over the century mark this season. And it was good to see Zach come back after that hamstring injury. didn't really contribute a lot in terms of numbers in Dallas, looked to be all the way back on Sunday, which I think down the line here, that's a weapon that you're going to rely on a lot.
Zach Ertz is one of those guys. He's going to be your quarterback's safety blanket. Chad Lewis for Donovan McNabb. He's a guy that's always going to be open. Doug has done a great job of game planning and getting him matched up against safeties, getting them matched up against linebackers. And Carson Wentz always has at least one eye on Zach Ertz, and he continues to make plays. I love what they're doing offensively.
Do you think it meant a lot to Alshon to come back and score a touchdown against his former team?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. When you're a free agent and you go against your old team, you mark that game. You circle it. You put a star behind it. And all week long, you know exactly what you want to do because those are the guys that you used to practice against. You want to take advantage of those guys. It meant a lot to him, I'm sure.
And then Nelson Agholor, a big game, touchdown, catch and run, recovering a fumble in the end zone, showing his hustle.
That's right.
And now we kind of segue into Seattle here, which was a tough spot for the Eagles last year, particularly for Agholor. He lined up incorrectly, nullified a touchdown catch and run from Zach Ertz, also dropped a pass when he was wide open. It was kind of the low point of his season. So what a difference 12 months has made for Nelson.
The confidence factor is huge. You're seeing Nelson catch the ball in space, use his speed and athletic ability. He's doing things naturally, and that's what you want. You don't want him thinking, just get the ball and do what you do. Doug has done a great job of getting him in space. You see him speed, beat the guy to the edge, somersault into the end zone. I love that fact. And I also love the fact, even on the long run by Ajayi, he's hustling. He's down there trying to help out, and he ends up catching and fumble. Returning to the end zone, which was cool to see.
Did Carson Wentz 3 touchdown passes do anything that it's just another routine brilliant day?
Ho hum day for Carson
Isn't
Wentz.
It amazing?
It's some of these throws are he's putting the ball in perfect place. He's running. He's going through his progression. First guy's not there. Second guy's not there. Third guy's not there. I'm going to throw to the fourth guy. Yeah, he's just done a great job of making everyone on the team better, and that's what great players do.
And we'll take a look at some of those throws a little later on in the show. Good stuff. That's a look at the Eagles' offense. Routine 420-yard day for the Eagles, 3 of 5 in the red zone. The beat goes on for the highest-scoring team in the NFL. Our look at the offense presented by Golden Nugget, where Philly gets engaged. More to get to here on Eagles 360. We'll take a look at the defense and the special teams. But when we return, our All-22 review, a look at some of the big plays from a blowout win over the Bears. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Toyota Player of the Week, to cast your vote and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
New pass every month? That's old news. Switch to the reloadable, replaceable, reusable Septa Key. Visit iSeptaPhilly.com for info. Holiday, or who you holiday with. Stay bright with Dunkin's holiday coffee flavors like brown sugar cinnamon and peppermint mocha. Grab your favorite and make your holidays happen. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. Time now for a look at some of the big plays from Sunday's win over the Chicago Bears. Our All-22 review brought to you by Community College of Philadelphia. Fran Duffy and Greg Cosell.
And Greg, that touchdown went from Carson Wentz to Zach Ertz, and it came on a play that was really, really intriguing. We had a lot of fun breaking this down.
We did.
So tell us what we're seeing here.
Well, what you're eventually going to get to is Ertz catching the touchdown, and he's caught a lot of them this year in the red zone. I think it was his 7th or 8th red zone touchdown among the league leaders. But what you're seeing is a 3-man boundary, short side of the field route combination. And Fran, why don't you draw the route combination? Because it's to the short side of the field. So go ahead, draw that up.
So really what we're going to see is a route concept that is run at every single level of football, high school, college, NFL. And I know it is snag. And really what you see with snag is you're going to get a little curl route in the intermediate area. You're going to see a route to the flat, usually from the running back. And then you're going to see a corner route, usually run from that inside slot receiver. Here it's the tight end, it's Zach Ertz. Very, very common. You see it, up and down every level of football. And really what it comes down to, Greg, is they have to beat the two safeties. So we're going to clear this real quick, and we're going to see these two safeties.
Right.
Here's here's two.
But just before we go on, what you're going to see here is Zach Ertz will not go to the corner.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz will start to go to the corner and then go to the post. So he really runs a corner-post concept. So to play off your point, you're counting on Zach Ertz to win, to beat the safety. That safety. There's another safety on the backside. You have to control him. Now, there's two ways to control him. You can control him with a route from the other side, but in this case, they control him with Carson Wentz. So let's clear the screen now that we understand the route concept and the safeties. Let this run, and we'll see. So if we freeze it right about here, perfect. I say the quarterback controls him. Carson Wentz is looking right at this safety right here, because he wants this safety to stay there, not to slide over in the middle of the field, because, again, you're counting on Ertz with his route to beat this safety.
Yep.
So the receiver beats one safety, the quarterback beats the other safety. That's the way this is drawn up.
And you look at the safety's eyes right now. He's obviously going to have eyes on Zach Ertz.
He's eyeing him up.
Watch what he's seeing all of this kind of develop in front of him. He sees the little hook route here in the middle. He sees Corey Clement running into the flat here. And Zach Ertz, he's breaking towards that corner. He's already breaking out toward with an outside stem. He's expecting, this is a snag. I've seen this 100 times. So watch that safety now as he gets his hips completely turned. We'll let it run. Zach Ertz breaks him down, gets his corner, the hips flipped, and it's an easy touchdown.
Eddie Jackson from Alabama probably didn't see a lot of that in college football.
No. Well,
that was Adrian Amos, actually.
Amos got turned around. And it comes down to great conceptual game planning from the Eagles coaching staff, great execution by everybody on the field. Just another great example.
Playing off a basic route concept, using a counter to it, so the safety Amos, like you said, he sees a lot in front of him and doesn't react well.
Yeah, an awesome, awesome example of just everything from game plan up to execution from this Eagles offense down in the red zone.
Thanks so much, guys. Brian, we talked about Zach a little bit in the earlier part of the show, but the red zone, he owns it this year, and I love it. That, to me, as you get down the stretch here, field goals versus touchdowns in the red zone will spell the difference.
You're absolutely right. Field goals are good. Touchdowns are absolutely better. Offensively, Doug, again, you can almost say the same thing we said a couple weeks ago about this offense. Every time they get into the red zone, they're scoring touchdowns, and this play is no different. You know, you put a safety in the bind, and now you have Zach Ertz widening one safety, Carson Wentz looking off the other safety, making a safety move with his eyes. After Zach Ertz has made that space, he has a wide open window for Carson Wentz. This is a thing of beauty. These guys have perfected this play.
So that is play number one of our All-22 review. Here is play number two, a Nelson Aguilar catch and run with some help from his friends.
So that Carson Wentz run on 3rd and 8 really sets up this second touchdown that makes it 14-0. It's a little bubble screen to Nelson Aguilar, but not just your everyday screen pass. Let's get into what Carson Wentz is seeing here.
This is what you constantly hear now is an RPO, meaning run pass option, which means the quarterback in the shotgun, Carson Wentz in the gun, has the option to hand the ball to the back or to throw the ball, in this case, the screen, to Aguilar. Now, what is he looking at here? What's he going to see? Well, Carson Wentz, and this is, again, refinement and advancement, just being really smart before the snap of the ball. This play happens before the snap of the ball, Fran, because what he's seeing over here is he's seeing a blitz coming right here from the slot corner. And you make a great point in just what you drew. He sees that safety stacked over the slot corner, so that gives him a very good pre-snap idea that this slot corner is going to blitz. But he has to confirm that. It doesn't mean it's automatic. So let's just start right now and run it. Boom, right there. Look where his eyes are. His eyes are right on the slot corner. That is beautiful because he knew from his pre-snap read that that could very likely happen because of this safety being stacked over the corner. So what he sees now, the corner is coming. So now instead of handing the ball to the back, which would be right into the blitzing corner, a bad play if you hand the ball to the back right here. It would be a bad decision. What he does now instead is he's going to throw the quick screen to Nelson Aguilar. This is beautiful quarterbacking by Carson Wentz. And obviously, you don't know that Aguilar is going to win one-on-one, and he does. But really, the point of that play, it turns out to be a touchdown because of Aguilar's run after catchability.
Yep.
But it's really a play made by Carson Wentz before the snap of the ball. He won that down before the ball was snapped.
And again, that's a called run play in the huddle. They're going to count that as a run play because it is supposed to be a handoff. Really, that's an alert for Carson Wentz. Like, he sees that blitz and he knows, I'm throwing into that pressure, into the void. Nelson Aguilar goes and makes a play.
That's just brilliant by Carson Wentz.
Just outstanding. So the Eagles go up on the board 14-0. Really helps get the ball rolling for the rest of this game.
All right, B. West, we have talked a bit about Nelson. Look, last year, a very tough season for him. He has rebounded. To me, it kind of illustrates how important everything is mentally in this game. The skills were always there. Now Nelson has the confidence in doing what he's doing.
A lot of players always say things slow down just a little bit. When you understand what's going on, things slow down for you. And you can tell that for Nelson, things have slowed down. Now he's just going out there playing free. That's what you want players to get to the point where they understand what they're supposed to be doing offensively or defensively, even special teams-wise, and they just go out there and be themselves. Now we're seeing that from Nelson Aguilar. And I tell you, now you're seeing the talent that made him a number one draft pick.
Yeah, really smart move when you think back to the summer, trading Jordan Matthews, acquiring Darby, putting Nelson in the slot. It has made such a difference. I didn't realize how at home he would be there.
Great route runner. He's explosive. He can get in and out of his routes really, really quick. And that helps this offense. A great option for Carson to throw the ball to.
Our All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia. More to get to here on Eagles 360. One final segment when we return. We're going to talk about the defense that absolutely shut down the Chicago Bears 6 rushing yards. Yes, that is correct. When we return in just a moment. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Toyota Player of the Week, cast your vote, and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
Ta-ta tokens, the SeptaKey travel wallet is here. Visit iSeptaPhilly.com to meet the less jingly way to pay.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 Triple Play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Meet the Wawa Classic Hoagie. Every Classic Hoagie is made for you with delicious ingredients on a freshly baked roll. Try one today, like a toasty cheesesteak, a mouth-watering meatball, or a classic Italian Hoagie. Every one made just how you like it. So, now that you've been introduced, stop by and get a fresh, delicious Classic Hoagie today. Gotta have a Wawa, the official Hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles.
$1.99 hot chocolate at Dunkin', that's like a big yummy hug. So hug it up. Hug more. Hug large. Hug medium? Hug that. Live the hug life with $1.99 medium or larger hot chocolate. America runs on Dunkin'.
We welcome you back. Our final segment here on Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro and the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook enjoying a 9-game winning streak, a 10-1 record. Are you ready to put the Eagles in the category of 2004's team that was also 10-1?
They continue to win. I don't know why we shouldn't. I mean, if they're 10-1, they continue to dominate. Not just win, but dominate teams. You have to put them in that category.
Well, the defense has been dominating all season. Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, no surprise, going against a rookie quarterback, limited weapons on the outside, a good running game with Jordan What's his name again?
Howard.
There we go. See, I forgot already.
He didn't do anything.
Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen. They gained 6 yards on the ground. I mean, it was men against boys. It was David and Goliath. It was ridiculous.
The running backs actually had negative 6 yards rushing. The quarterback got them a positive,
yeah.
Which is sad to say. But it also shows you how dominant this defense can be. This defense, just like our offense, wants to be two-dimensional. This defense has made teams one-dimensional. They're not going to be able to run the football. Now you can have your guys up front pin their ears back, get after the quarterback. Trubisky was not comfortable at all yesterday. He's throwing. He's seeing ghosts. He's throwing to the Eagles. It's fun to see. Even more fun to see is these guys enjoy it all together as a team. The electric slide. When was the last time you saw somebody do the electric slide?
At a wedding, maybe.
It's been a while.
Nigel Bradham's got to work on his game a little bit.
Listen,
What do you think about all the dancing?
I like it. Listen, if these guys are playing the way that they're playing, they won 9 in a row.
Yeah.
I love it, the fact that they're out there celebrating together as a team. That shows me that these guys actually like each other. There's some good teams in football that don't like each other. They have arguments inside the locker room all the time. These guys on this team actually like each other. That is celebration kind of shows that.
Okay, special teams. We must mention Dave Phipps' group. Good job on his part. Just one blemish, the kick out of bounds by Jake Elliott, but otherwise a 45-yard field goal. Perfect on his PATs. Good to have him back on the field. And Donnie Jones continues to have one of the best seasons of a really great 14-year career that shows no signs of slowing down. So kudos to the Eagles special teams once again. All right, Brian, so let's get into it, man. It's December football coming up. It's 3 games on the road. It feels like the season is just now beginning.
Well, it's going to be a tough road trip. You got 2 teams that in Seattle and the Rams that can win football games. They've won football games this year. Seattle definitely has a pedigree of winning at home. The Rams have started something this year. That's going well. Their young quarterback is playing well. But they got to match what the Eagles are bringing to the table. They have to match what Carson Wentz and this offense is doing and how this defense is playing. It's going to be a tough environment out in Seattle. However, I'm excited to see this team with a new challenge, another challenge. They haven't been challenged in quite some time. This would be a new challenge for this football team.
And I think that's important for this team now to get into some of these highly competitive games. The tempo is a little bit different. There's a bit of desperation on both sides of the ball. You can't keep winning games by 28 points.
I guess you can. But
I mean, the quality opponents here. Which we know, even if the Eagles go out and win big, they're playing quality opponents in Seattle and in L.A.
A little bit more meaning.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about these opportunities. It's another opportunity for guys on this team to step up and show what they can really do against better opponents, just like you mentioned.
B. West will be back next Monday with Chris McPherson here at the NovaCare Complex. I'll be in L.A. as the team plays Seattle on Sunday and then flies to Los Angeles right after the game.
LA, hey, man, it's
all business, baby. What are you laughing about?
Because I'm here in cold Philadelphia while you're out in L.A. Right.
Well, we'll have a good time. B. West, thanks so much for joining me today. Thank you so much for joining us here on Eagles 360. I'm back with Glenn tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourselves a great Eagles Day.